Hello, everyone. This is Tim Morose, and welcome to the Tim Morose Show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I got a treat for you. What I want to do today is I want to explain to you how you can use YouTube to get more traffic to your website, how you can get your message in front of people who are looking for exactly what you have to offer, and it's not nearly as hard as you think. Most good internet marketers right now are using video, some form of video, to get their message out to reach their target audience. And again, it's a lot easier than you may think, and you already have all the tools to do this. So the best part of what I'm going to teach you today is you don't need to go out and buy any software. You don't need to go out and buy any programs. You can use what you already have and get your message out there to the world. So if you're joining me for the first time, thank you. If you've been listening to some of my other podcasts, then you know my goal is to teach you some of the secrets of SEO and how you can capture more traffic, you can grow your website, you can grow your bottom line by using the internet. The internet is, without question, the easiest way to reach just a massive audience. Think about it. If you put an ad in your local paper, you're going to reach your local market. If you put an ad on radio, you're going to reach your local market. When you advertise on the internet or when you optimize on the internet, your audience is the world. And we can get your message out there to everyone. So let's just start with a quick tutorial here. If you don't know this, YouTube is owned by Google. Google loves themselves. Google loves everything about Google, and they're actually a big pain in the butt to deal with when it comes to search engine optimization. But one of the things that they do, and they do it over and over and over again, is they like their own products. And YouTube is owned by Google, so it makes sense if you do optimize your YouTube video well, you're going to see some great rankings on YouTube. And then if you do it really, really well, you're going to see some great rankings on Google as well. So we'll give you the basics today and allow you to come up with a plan free of charge right now that you can go and just tackle YouTube. So let's start. I guess I should start with saying it's free. It's free if you have a phone, if you have a laptop, if you have some form of device to record. I'm assuming that if you're listening to this podcast and you either have a computer or you have a phone or an iPod Touch or something with a camera on it, that's going to allow you to take a video. So very simply, what you want to do, going back to, again, keyword research, is determine what you want to target. I would not recommend that your first video you go out there and try to target one phrase like dog training. You're going to have to compete with dog trainers all over the country. If you sell something to a local market, that is best. So let's say you're a heating and air conditioning company in Dallas-Fort Worth, then you can create a video targeting heating and air conditioning in Dallas-Fort Worth. That'll be the title of your YouTube video. So let's just kind of dive right in. The best way to get your videos ranked on Google is to make sure that you have a trusted YouTube channel. And what I mean by trusted is you have videos on there. You didn't open it, you didn't open a YouTube account today. It's been out there for a little while. You're using it kind of as a social platform. You're out there watching other videos while you're logged in. You're clicking the favorite button on some of these videos. Maybe you're commenting on some other videos. And what you want to do is you want to establish a little bit of credibility with Google and YouTube. So get your channel up. Get it to where it's, you're not using it for 100% spam. And everything you're doing is not, tagging it with an affiliate link. Get your channel, name your channel. If you have a company and it's Joe's Heating Company, then make sure you name your channel Joe's Heating Company. You want to give people the opportunity to learn more about you, and the best way to do it is through video. So create your channel, and once you record your first video, you can upload it. You'll find a lot of things online on how easy it is to upload onto YouTube, but simply you log in. Up in the top right-hand corner, there's a little section that says Upload. You click on Upload. It's going to ask how you would like to download the video. whether you have it saved to your hard drive or it's coming from a phone. You just basically upload the video. You wait 30, 60 seconds, maybe a couple minutes, depending on how long it is, and boom, you have a video to optimize. I will say if you have a smartphone, a Droid, an iPhone, you know, one of these new fancy devices that are coming out, you can go in and just download or record your video directly from your phone, and then you can click a button and upload it directly to YouTube. So what you'd want to do there is download the YouTube app, sign in, record your video, and then when you're done, you click on a button, say upload to YouTube, and bam, it's right there. You can go in there and you can edit it. You have a video ready for the world to see in minutes. So I'm going to assume for the sake of this podcast that you've already uploaded the video. So now here's what we need to do in terms of optimizing the video. The first thing is you need to make sure you have a good title. Your title should include the keywords, phrases, and terms that you're looking to target. So again, if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth and you provide heating and air conditioning, a great title would be Heating and Air Conditioning Dallas-Fort Worth. And then you could put your company name after it, and you could put your phone number. YouTube does not have a problem with having a phone number in the title at all. So you put that information and boom, your title's done. If somebody pulls up YouTube, they see your name, they see your keyword, they see your company name, they see your phone number, they may be inclined to pick up the phone and call you right then and there. So make sure you have a good title. Make sure you're using a variety of keywords. If you don't want to use your name in there, in the instance of Dallas-Fort Worth heating and air conditioning, we may also want to put, you know, heating and air conditioning repair, Dallas-Fort Worth, 24-hour heating repair, just other keywords that relate. And if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you know we talk about synonyms and how important they are. So then we move on to the description. The description, what you want to do is you want to make sure, again, you're using your most important keyword first, and that's front and center. So Dallas-Fort Worth heating and air conditioning. And then you want to put a little dash, and then you want to put a link back to your website. Tell YouTube that this is this video is directly related to this website. And although it's a no-follow link and Google really isn't supposed to give much weight to it, I would say that a no-follow link from YouTube is an excellent link and it's going to provide you a lot of value. So again, use your description, use your main keyword, then put a link to your site, and then use about 3 sentences of text just describing what the video is about. Describing your company. For over 30 years, you know, Joe's Heating has been providing the best service, the best this, the best that in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Tell Google or YouTube exactly what this video is about, because Google and YouTube are listening. They're watching and they're reading. So just as I'm talking right now on the TimMoreauShow.com, which, by the way, thank you very much for following us, and take a minute, subscribe. Then that way next time I create a podcast and it's on something, you know, new and useful, it'll be in your inbox. It'll show up right away. You'll know, boom, you can click on it, spend 5-10 minutes, and you'll learn a new technique, a new strategy, how to get your business at the top of the search engines. But understand that Google is listening, reading, and watching, as is YouTube. So make sure you're filling your description with descriptive text. The tag section of YouTube is basically where you get to put all your keywords. Use the most important keywords at the front, and then go through and add related keywords throughout. And then I also like to finish my last keyword tag. I like to use, again, my most important. So it's the front, it's the first tag, it's the last tag, and then everything in between is related to your particular subject, to your particular topic. Then you want to go into advanced settings, and you want to tell Google where this video is located. I absolutely love to put the address of my company right in the address bar. And if you have a suite, if you're in floor number 2, if you are, you know, suite 14A, include all that in your address. Tell Google exactly who created this, where it came from. And then, if you don't know this already, you should have your name, address, and phone number on the homepage of your website. You should also have it on the contact form. And we're going to talk about that in our next podcast, about name, address, and phone number and why it's so important and what you can do to get better rankings by including this. And it's really going to help you dominate local SEO. So make sure you put your address in there and then the date published. Just click today's date or whenever it was that you recorded it. Hit save, hit publish, and off you go. Now, there is one little sneaky trick, secret, if you will, and that's why you're listening, because you're looking for the secrets. When you are doing your optimization of your video, at the very end of your description, after you go through and you say, hey, call me today, there's a call to action and you want people to interact with you, at the very end, what you want to do is you want to put the URL of your YouTube video. And if you're looking at YouTube, you'll see it's up on the right-hand side of your video information page. What you want to do is just copy it and include it in your description. The reason you want to do this is because Google goes again and reads everything that's on the page. They then see a backlink to this video, and although it's a backlink that's to its, you know, it's a backlink from the page you're on to the exact page again, for some reason, it's one of those secrets. It's one of those tricks that seems to work, and it will help you get better rankings. So make sure you include the video URL at the end of your description. Finally, get social, man. Share your video on YouTube. Share your video on Twitter. Call up your mom. Call up your sister. Say, hey, do me a favor. Watch this video for me. Here's a new video, and send it out to your Gmail list and say, hey, I just produced my first video. What do you think? Please watch it all the way through. One of the little secrets, again, is Google is watching. So if you go to Fiverr and spend $5 and have 1,000 views on your video, but those 1,000 views are only on the site for about 5 or 10 seconds, Google and YouTube are going to see that that's fake. You're trying to manipulate the system, and it's not going to rank as well. So that's what you have family for. I think that's why I have a family, is so they can go through and watch the videos that I optimize, and they can like them. I can't think of any other reason why they want to keep me around, so that's why I call up my mom, call up my dad, call up my sister, and hey, do me a favor, watch this video. Get it watched and get it watched consistently, and you're going to see that these videos are going to rank, and they're going to continue to rank more and more. And think about it. If you created one video a week on a different keyword, what does it take you? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Once a week, you set your plan in place. Here's your strategy. One video a week for the next 52 weeks targeting 52 different keywords. You don't think that that's going to create some great exposure for your company, for your website? Seriously. I mean, really? It's that simple. Video, you want to, I'll tell you what, here's a secret, but don't share it with anyone else. If you want to have more than 52, let's say you want to have 104, do two a week, and you have 104. It's simple. It's great exposure. I'm having fun here, but it's great exposure. It's a great way for you to get your message out, and people watch. People want to see video, so take advantage of it. That's all I have for you today. I appreciate you so much for listening to my show. Again, my name is Tim Morose, M-A-R-O-S-E. It is not Morose, it's Morose. And you're listening to the TimMoroseShow.com. Do me a favor, just go down, click on subscribe. You're listening to this on iTunes. That means that I'm important. click on the subscribe button in iTunes. And that way, every time I come out with new information, it'll be sure to show up, and you'll get all the tips, strategies, and techniques that you need to get your website ranked at the top of the search engines. If you have any questions, you can follow me at Tim Morose on Twitter. And you can also go to my company's website, hitmeseo.com. Call me up. Let me know if you have some questions. Maybe you have some opportunities to work together. Maybe you'd like me to help optimize your website. Hey, if that's the case, call me up. I can do it for you. I look forward to talking to you again real soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.